The land speeder was still a kilometer away from the mountain when dark specks began to appear in the spaces between exposed pillars. At first, the flecks seemed to be some sort of decoration. But as the companions drew closer, the shapes grew more squarish, then swelled into distant window openings. A path appeared in the dust at the base of the mountain, running through a narrow channel toward a tall black arch that looked a lot like an open gateway. Deciding the black arch was a gateway, Raynar turned toward it and felt a cold prickle of danger sense race up his neck. He expanded his force awareness and sensed something much nearer. A huge, hungry presence moving toward the land speeder almost as fast as the land speeder was moving toward the mountain. The sensation made no sense. There was a steady breeze blowing across the plain, raising a thin veil of smoke-blue dust that hung about a meter above the ground. But visibility was still close to 300 meters, and the presence was a lot nearer than that. Raynar brought the land speeder to a halt.
I feel it too,
Tekli said.
Something is eager to get at us before we reach the mountain.
Well, I can't see anything except the back of your enormous and furry head. Perhaps I would be of more use if you didn't insist on making the droid ride in the back.
I don't think it's an illusion,
Tekli said, ignoring C-3PO and replying to Lobaka.
It can be sensed only through the Force, and any illusion that can be sensed only through the Force won't turn away many threats.
Lobaka moaned his agreement, and the hungry presence continued to draw nearer. Raynar popped the canopy latch on his side of the landspeeder, then saw the soil settling and understood. He put the landspeeder in reverse and pushed the throttles to maximum. Too late. 20 meters ahead, a giant pair of serrated pincers burst from the ground and spread apart, revealing a slimy red maw about twice as wide as the speeder. The maw led into a long, sinuous throat lined by concentric rings of spines. Out of the depths of this cavern shot a spray of gray, ropey tongues that slapped down on the front end of the vehicle. The pincers snapped shut, burying their tips deep in the side panels. The land speeder started to slide forward. Raynar pushed the throttles past maximum to overload, clear to the end of the lever guides. The vehicle continued to slide toward the fang-filled maw. Out! Raynar yelled. Lobaka popped the latch on his side. He exploded from his seat so swiftly that he caught the canopy bubble on his neck and shoulders, snapping it off at the hinges. Tekli yelled that she was also free. By then, Raynar was already pushing off the steering wheel, using the Force to send himself tumbling out of the landspeeder. When he looked back, the maw had engulfed the landspeeder almost to the passenger compartment and was dragging it down into the dusty pit from which it had emerged. Still in the back, C-3PO was leaning away from the ropey tongues, waving both arms at Raynar.
Jedi fool, why are you just standing there? Please, do something, quickly!
The landspeeder passed over the edge of the pit and tipped forward. C-3PO pointed down into the pit.
I suggest that you kill it immediately!
Killing the creature was out of the question, and not only because of its size. Instead, Raynar extended a hand and used the Force to lift the droid out of the landspeeder, then found himself struggling against Lobaka, who'd had the same idea. Raynar released his Force grasp. C-3PO went sailing, then hit Lobaka in the chest, bounced off, and landed in the dust at the Wookiee's feet. Lobaka dropped his chin and studied the droid for a moment, then moaned a question.
I could not possibly know that yet. I'm still running my diagnostics.
Lobaka shrugged and set the droid on his feet, then growled and rubbed his chest.
It's not my fault my elbow gave you a bruise. I was merely trying to minimize my own damage.
The shriek of folding metal sounded from the pit. Raynar stepped to the edge, and through a veil of blowing blue dust, saw a huge heart-shaped head poking out of the bottom. It was rolling the crumpled landspeeder around in its mandibles, using its mouth to tear off pieces and crush them into meter-wide spheres, which it quickly found unpalatable and spat out.